get there.
No, I think just then, great appreciation to the advisory committee for the work they've done, as they've sacrificed time, money of some kind to actually put forth a grassroots effort to provide a plan that hopefully will be accepted. I think everyone involved is trying to do the right thing. I would be curious to see how far we get with this.
I have a motion. I don't know that I got a second.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah, I'll second it.
So you made the motion.
I did, didn't I? Yes.
I'll second it, sure.
Okay.
And that was the recommended motion, correct?
To adopt.
With the modifications.
I could really make Matt sweat right now, but I'll say the recommended.
So the motion maker, that's with the modifications.
Absolutely, with all modifications as required.
And it was the only two of those modifications applied to Butte Valley, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Do you have that? All righty. Director Chris.
Aye.
Director Cobbsev.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Sure.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Howe.
Aye. Snow and Thick on Scott Valley, GSP. And I'd love to, any additional staff report you'd like to make on Scott Valley?
None.
Correspondence, Wendy, for Scott Valley.
For Scott Valley, we received at the clerk's level an email and a letter from Warren Farnham, and he is opposed to adoption of the proposed Scott Valley Groundwater Sustainability Plan in its current form. And I've got copies here. I think I got it early enough that I, or this morning, and I wasn't able to forward it to you all. So if you could pass those.
Came in about 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then those two email that way.
Any other reports by staff or agencies? Okay. Any proponents' arguments? Seeing none online. Opponents' arguments? None here and none online. But a public comment on the Scott Valley GSP. And I have one comment card here from Theodore Johnson. And Scott, if you wish to speak, or?
Yeah, I put them on both issues on one card.
Oh,
so
sorry.
My card got shot.
All right. Okay.
Are we doing a 3 minute on the
no,
yeah.
comment? Would you like me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I am not Theodore Dowling. My name is Scott Murphy. I'm a rancher in Scott Valley. To the Sigma and the advisory board and the technical board, you guys had a heck of a hard job, and I'm glad that it was you guys that did it and not myself, and I'm sure you're glad, everybody's glad for that as well. One of the things that keeps coming back into my mind, we have the different tiers, and it hasn't been answered until today, maybe, it's been answered, that we could shuffle some of those projects from tier to tier as we see need. Is that correct? Or Matt?
Could I, Matt, answer that? I think that's
correct. Yeah, that's correct. Okay, that's great. And I really feel that we needed something like this, even though we know it's not perfect. It can't be perfect. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here right now. I'm just really hopeful that the state, the Department of Water Resources, takes this very seriously, that we've done this job, and that the State Water Control Board can back off on these curtailments, seeing that we have a plan going forward. Me as a farmer and a rancher, Tom Minnie in Scott Valley as well, Johnson from Scott Valley as well, we have to plan our season 6 to 8 months ahead of time. I should have planted alfalfa in one field, but I'm not certain about my water situation, so we planted, we went back to grain again in that one field. Because we're uncertain of the water delivery that State Water Control Board is or will or will not allow us to use. So I'm hoping that this has the meat in it to carry us forward, and maybe the State Water Control Board can release the reins a little bit, if you will. We all know that the inefficient ditches that they won't allow us to run water in will help the Sigma deal if we ran that water. And if need be, if I have to do a show and tell on a big 4x8 piece of plywood with how water works in Scott Valley, which I don't know everything there, but I have an idea on how some things work, if I have to do a show and tell here in the boardroom, I can do that with water and inefficient ditches. So in closing, I just want to say, this is a farmer. Heaven help his family that depends on him for support, and heaven help the nation that does not have him to depend upon its support. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Now, this is Theodora Johnson.
Yeah.
I will verify that.
Theodora Johnson from Scott Valley. And I, too, want to voice my appreciation to everyone for the work on this. What an endeavor. And I won't say that I love the plan, because I feel that, in a way, the county was coerced into doing the bidding of the state. And I don't know that it's what the county would have done if it had a choice. But I kind of see where we're at with it. We're doing what we have to do and trying to make the best of it. And I think that's what has happened. I had a few questions. I got a brief look at the final draft. Like you said, it wasn't long that it was posted, but I know we're in crunch time. But I guess I want to know what it looks like as we go forward. You know, we talked about adding a clause about coordination with the tribes. Well, I'm thinking bigger picture, how do we keep coordination going with all these affected stakeholders to make sure that we're going to have to keep such a sharp eye on this, because it can be a tool for good, but it could be something that could, you know, you're not all going to be sitting up there forever, but this plan will be there. And things could come down the pike that will affect us, farmers and ranchers and others in Scott Valley. And I hope that there will be a body in place to kind of keep an eye on this, just that besides just the Board of Supervisors, because as we mentioned here, you have so much to be looking at. So I just didn't know if the advisory committee was going to carry on and carry forward, or if there would be the creation of any other subcommittees or anything. And I was curious if, you know, maybe this is, it's been touched on a little bit, but what will it take to open this plan back up and make changes? Because I keep hearing that it's a dynamic thing that keeps on evolving over the years, but is it going to cost a whole bunch of money every time you try to open it up and amend something? Is it going to be a process like we've seen here? It's pretty extensive. And then, I don't know if anybody can answer questions. I'm just laying them out there as they come to me. But I saw stock water diversion and delivery system improvements that was, I believe, a new project or management action that was seemed to have been added at the last minute, and there was no further description of it. And it's a pretty important topic for me as a cattle producer. With no description, it's just, I'm just curious if there was going to be anyone fleshing it out further in the plan, because obviously there's a placeholder for it and nothing written further about it. So I'd be very interested in seeing how that develops. And otherwise, I thank you for your time, and thanks to the advisory committee and the tech team. So.
Thank you. Are there commenters online for Scott Valley GSP?
Showing that online.
Okay. Mr. Parker, given some questions, do you have any clarification?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. the first question regarding continued outreach, the section where we said we'll add outreach, continued outreach with the tribes, we already have a section about outreach with stakeholders. And yes, we'll look to continue on our groundwater committees. We also mentioned using working groups where we can create working groups with folks outside of the advisory committees to consult, or consult, not consult, but to work with the GSA on whether it's projects or monitoring or implementation of the plans and so forth. And so we definitely emphasize the need for continued outreach with not only the advisory committees, but all of stakeholder input. Item two, I'm remembering the stock water one. That is like many of the plans where we have very general language about projects, and that enables us as part of implementation to begin working with stakeholders, especially in year one, on categorizing and prioritizing projects that may be important for stakeholders to look at. It could be improved stock water systems, it could be recharge projects. We already know there's currently the Scott River recharge project in the works. And so that's where you see in some of those, in that simple table, it's just a general list or category of a project that could be looked at to improve groundwater.
Okay.
I think I missed, what was your second one? I think I'm sorry.
Oh, just to take and open the plan back up, to make changes as it kind of...
Yeah, in terms of reopening the plan, every 5 years, there's a mechanism to update the plans as allowed in SGMA. It's not as difficult as like reopening a general plan. It's just part of the process, but you work a couple years ahead of time to start developing if the plan needs to be updated or not.
Okay. So I'm going to continue down here. Any rebuttal by proponents?
Showing none online.
Rebuttal by opponents.
Showing none online.
Back to discussion of the board. I definitely have some comments. probably nothing substantive at this point. I wasn't going to derail him today because there's been an awful lot of hard work put in this. From a Scott Valley perspective, I'm a little more comfortable with understanding the hydrology in our valley than in maybe some of the other plans because we've been at it for over 10 years, probably closer to 15, trying to understand the groundwater interaction. With that said, a couple things, like redistricting, I hate that this was thrust upon us, but given the gross misunderstanding of hydrology of the water board, I'd hate for them to be developing this at this point. That said, the GSP thrust upon us, I thought from the very beginning, because we understand the groundwater interaction and that's better than any agency that I work with in this county, that it'd be best for the county and the flood control conservation district to go ahead and take on this task. It wasn't easy because it was a full staffing ramp up to be able to do that. The county propped up with some pretty hefty grant funds and some pretty large commitments from the community in general to engage this process and get through it. So with that, I thank you for everything that you did, and especially, I can't see it, Tom, but I know you're about wore out at this point. You've been in this game for a very, very long time.
I think over 15 years I've been involved in water meetings.
Right. Let's talk about SGMA here for a minute. SGMA drives me nuts. Anybody who knows anything about hydrology would not have written this law the way they did. Hydrology is more comprehensive, and any law that was thrust upon us that only looks at a valley floor is missing two-thirds of the rest of the watershed and how it functions. And that's been my disgruntlement, I guess, with the law itself since it was enacted upon us. We're not allowed to actually address the things in our watersheds that are consuming most of the water. in the uplands and affecting our storage capacities and those kinds of things. So we're only focused, again, like DWR tends to do, on the consumptive end of things. That bothers me greatly. It bothers me greatly as a trained hydrologist with a considerable background in Scott Valley, knowing a lot of detail about how water works in that valley. There's been a few letters come in recently. I look at some of them as just kind of grousing. You know, it's not that people aren't informed, but they tend to nip at the edges of some things that I think have been fully addressed, like the composition of the committee that put this together. The committee's been at this for, like Tom says, a good 15 years. I've got full faith in the committee that put this together and the team they did with the technical committee, and especially the partnership that we've enjoyed with UC Davis over the years to understand hydrology in Scott Valley. There's been some allegations about you weren't transparent about fees. Well, I've been talking about fees since we started talking about this, and this board has as well, on multiple occasions, that there would be fees. We've even talked about how those might come about. Are they ballot initiatives? Are they, you know, some other kind of a attachment to a water use? You know, I don't know that we know completely at this point, but yes, we've been open about that. There may be some to be able to implement this plan. Why isn't the adjudication part of this? Well, to understand hydrology, it should have been, but also to understand government, for the legislature to impose restrictions on adjudication is a separation of powers argument. Because that's a court-ordered judicial branch adjudication, and this is something from the legislature imposed upon us through the executive branch. So I don't even want to address that. We gave an accounting for how much water was used, but we're not going to regulate it. And that's just the way SGMA is written, and that's what we'll live with. The GSP, as it's written, it's got holes, it's got shortcomings in it, but it also, as I look back, those things that we may have done better, we just don't know yet. And the way I look at this is I look at this as a foundational document moving forward. I'm looking forward to the groundwater aquifer study that was just done to be able to incorporate how truly the aquifers in the valley interact with the flows of the river. Because I'm not simple enough in my head to think that we just have a bathtub with straws sticking in it. It's much more complex than that. I'm hoping that the DWR study gives us a little better education on that. And hopefully in the future, we can begin to look at the uplands and through maybe a partnership with the public lands, through the county and our stewardship agreement, maybe we can put some focus on the water yield side of this and quit continually focusing on the consumptive side of it. So with that and the unanimous support, unless there's more comment from the rest of the board, I'm going to make the motion to accept this and move it forward for approval.
Including the modifications like
including
the other.
Including all three modifications.
Thank you.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Cobbseth?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Hope?
Aye. All right. By now you know the routine. Better go to Shasta Valley. And is there an additional staff report, if any?
No.
Thank you. Correspondence on the Shasta?
Not on the Shasta that I've received.
Okay. Any other further reports, arguments, or evidence by staff or county officials or agencies?
None.
Proponents' arguments?
Showing none online.
Okay. Opponents' arguments?
Showing none online.
I'll go to public comment. One card in-house on this GSP, and I don't know about online.
I have Greg Warner. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Directors, I appreciate the chance to speak to this. I've been a member of the advisory committee for the Shasta Valley. I appreciate that appointment and feel like it's important to share my perspective with you. I want to first, though, recognize the work that Matt Parker's done kind of managing the three-headed monster of the Three Valleys. He really has done a great job.
Monsters up there.
Well, that's true. That's your comment.
It is.
But Matt's done a great job. I think you chose a great team with UC Davis and LWA, and Stantec's done a great job with the facilitation. So I think, you know, that part of things have just really worked well, and I certainly compliment you on that. We have, as a group, came so far and learned so much over the last 3 years. There's still lots of data gaps, but what's known and accepted now as compared to 3 years ago is just a world different. But at the last advisory committee meeting in October, we didn't have unanimous support. There were two of us, myself included, that couldn't support the plan as it existed. And I wanted to share some thoughts with you on that. Comments on the plan were received from 14 different agencies and entities, generally taking exception to the plan and making a lot of comments. And certainly some of those have been included as adjustments to the plan to some degree, and I would certainly cite that as a positive thing. But I would like to just touch on some of the remaining concerns that I had that I raised at our meeting on the 26th and provided to Matt in writing on the 27th. By way of background, I think it's well accepted now, the Shasta River flows in the summer because groundwater comes into the river in the form of interconnected surface water. And that surface water is extremely important because that's what supports the diversions for agriculture. That's what supports the natural environment, the riparian environment, the listed species of salmonids. It also helps to support the general groundwater levels that support the rural residential users. So interconnected surface water is kind of almost the whole ballgame for the Shasta Valley. In the plan, there's the concept of dynamic equilibrium, and I think that means that recharge is essentially balanced with pumping, such that you're not going to be reducing that interconnected surface water flow that's so important. And I think looking at the past year and previous years, myself and others find that hard to accept. This last year we had residential wells going dry. We had water rights often not met by the flows in the river. We had severe problems in terms of flows for environmental uses. The plan kind of is based on the assumption that we're getting near the edge, but I think reality may be that we're on the edge or we're past the edge. So with that in mind, just a few things that I think would be important to add. Number one, and I recognize the controversy of this, requiring metering and reporting of production wells. The plan suggests using evapotranspiration over the whole valley. It suggests a voluntary program, but I just don't think that's going to provide the kind of data and the breadth of data that's needed to really keep track of the situation. So that's one I think is important. It's spoken to more in the final version, but really doesn't quite get to that point. Precluding new production wells in the areas that are tributary to the major springs. That's really a big deal because new wells in that area pull out interconnected surface water. you'd have to designate an area and come up working with the county with ways to do that, but it certainly is possible. Again, I think we're on or over that edge. Adding an additional mitigation action to investigate the situation with the rural residential wells that have gone dry. I know that's been a big issue. It's one that will probably not go away in the future, whether it rains or not this winter, and I think that's something the plan should address. And then finally, just fully incorporating those other comments. But I recognize too that time is short, and there's not weeks and weeks to make adjustments before things have to be submitted to DWR. What can occur though is adding some of these provisions and making solid commitments to accomplish some of these things in the next year. My concern is that maybe doing it in 5 years just really isn't adequate given where we are now. So again, I appreciate the opportunity to give you my perspective, and I very much appreciated the process and the opportunity to be involved with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Parker, do you have anything to add?
What I can say in general regarding Mr. Horner's comments is that a lot of that can be accounted for in our data gaps assessment of the Shasta Valley, and that a lot of that we'll be learning more in terms of direct interconnected surface water, tide springs, etc. in the next 5 years. However, in terms of requiring metering and reporting, a moratorium on production wells, that was not a recommendation brought forth by the majority of the committee. So right now it's just as, it's not included at this time.
Is there another?
We have one hand online.
Okay. Online commenter.
Dave Webb, it is your turn to speak.
Battery 60%.
Good afternoon.
Are you ready for me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'd first like to really compliment the consultants for bravely tackling a volcanic basin like the Shasta groundwater basin. They had to be brave, and they should be complimented on the great job they've done. But moving on from that, as we all know, the final document was only released less than a week ago, and in truth, no one has had a chance to review it in its entirety. I would hope there have been some substantive changes incorporated since the August release in response to what DWR has been able to say about the plans they have reviewed to date. But what it means is that I think we really need to not say we are done yet, but instead I would really like to suggest that we have a formal comment period for ourselves here in the county to learn what people know now and can add to this plan while it's still in development. And so I would really like to request that we have a comment period ending sometime over the course of the next year. It's not required by DWR, but I think wisdom says that we will benefit from local knowledge and make the Paris better to respond should DWR have any problems with the program as proposed. Next point, just barely beginning to look at the current version, in reading parts of Chapter 3 and Appendix 3C, what I see is a need to rely on far too many assumptions and estimations with regard to well locations, depth to work, and well counts. And those three are interconnected and feed the model that is then going to feed whatever planning we get done. In terms of well locations, the consultants had to use the DWR summaries on the well logs, which forced them to place every well by a township range and section, and then place it within the center of that section, no matter where within the section it might have really been. That means that each well is plus or minus up to 1/2 mile of its true location. That's a problem. And I think that there is a solution to it. When I go through the well logs, what I see is that most of them have clues that someone local, with the knowledge of local roads, local conditions, local addresses, local parcel numbers, could use to tease out a far closer relationship for where those wells are actually located, rather than the center of a 1 mile square. And I think that's something that we could do, and the county should probably consider doing as a way to make our foundational data more accurate than what it is. Second item, location data. Or with better location data, the groundwater elevation can then be more accurately assessed. And again, the consultants, having had to place these wells at the center of the town, of the township, then had to assign an elevation. And the only sensible elevation was the elevation at the center of the township. Again, plus or minus 1/2 mile in terms of how far they might be from the true location and the true elevation. And so again, if we can locate them more accurately, then the same process the consultant used could also then give us a far more accurate elevation for the top of the well, and based on the log data, the top of the surface of the water within the well. As it stands right now, it's getting pretty shaky. And the last is well counts.
I'm going to ask you to wrap it up as soon as you can, Mr. Webb.
All right. The well counts we know to be incomplete, and there aren't many options for improving them. If we could ask PPL to provide us with a simple count of the number of irrigation power drops within the footprint of the groundwater basin, we could subtract from them the number of surface pump diversions, and we'd have a very close idea of how many groundwater diversions there were with wells with pumps. And that, too, I think, would help us move a lot closer to an accurate assessment of what we're working with. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Parker?
Sure. Regarding the first comment, DWR, once they go through the process of after we submit the plans, will open up a 75-day public comment period where stakeholders may comment on the plan directly to DWR. DWR will share those comments with the GSA and work with the GSA to address those comments, whether it's already included in the plan or whether it's outside of what's included in the plan. So there will be another opportunity for the public to comment on these plans. Regarding items 2 and possibly item 3, I would have to defer to Dr. Foglia if the board wishes to hear from her regarding likely item number 2. Item number 3, I'm not sure if she would have a great answer.
Dr. Foglia, can you hear us? Are you there, Laura?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. I just couldn't unmute.
Okay.
I appreciate the comments, and I think when we developed the database with the well data, we were pretty clear on saying that we did the best we could. We worked with the RCD on trying to locate as best as possible all the wells. But it's true, Dave, there are still unknown, and some locations are probably not correct. And maybe, and this is having an effect for sure also in the groundwater elevation, because we don't know exactly the topography of all those wells. So that's a good suggestion. I think we have a management action in the plan that is really looking into refining our database, including not only the irrigation wells, but also the domestic wells. Regarding information on irrigation wells, that's something that, you know, the model that we use to estimate how much water is needed by each crop, the results have been presented at the technical advisory committee, and I think everybody was pretty much in agreement with at least a rough idea of the numbers that we were providing. So we are probably not that off in terms of how much we are pumping, and we have a voluntary action for if somebody wants to start metering. So what you are suggesting is kind of a different solution to meters. I see that a good point might be for all the wells that are kind of pumping and we don't know that they are pumping, and that's a different topic. I think it's something that it will take some more time to really fully decide how to approach some of the new pumping that maybe was not there in the past.
Okay.
Through the chair, we have one more online.
Okay.
We have Jocelyn, it's your turn to speak.
Hello, Nick Jocelyn, Mount Shasta, California.
Good afternoon.
I'd echo some of the other concerns that much of the document wasn't updated for the public to view until very late in the game. A couple of the appendixes don't have the actual files that were the basis for the conclusions of those studies, which makes it hard to understand how this is going to be approved as it stands without, you know, continuing immediate work to fill in these gaps. I think that really was my main concern as it stands. We should have gotten the actual full documents much sooner than we did, and that was put off to the very end. If you don't have time, you're going to have to approve it, but I'd like to see us keep working on this without any delay, really, because we're facing another substantial drought, and all this is going to come into play next irrigation season. Thank you.
Anything further?
That's it further from me.
Okay. Rebuttal by opponents? None. Rebuttal by proponents? I'll bring this back to the board for discussion.
So I will just lead off with, we're on a timeline, but we've been working on this for a very long time. The metering thing, at least from my perspective, I would never support metering mandatory. I think that's a voluntary effort. I think there are wells that have metering on them. I think that data provides the information that they need to say, basically, they can defend their water use. And I think that if that becomes more known, I think that you'll see voluntary efforts to meter at a point, but I don't think it should ever be mandatory. I get that there's concern on the Shasta. No one has raised the issue that the what I'll call the old TNC property, which is now Big Springs Ranch, I guess, in the state size, that they've dedicated 17.5 CFS back into that system, and none of that is realized within what that's going to do to groundwater recharge, taking it off the landscape for groundwater recharge in what used to be pasture. I think that the team has done as best they can with what they have. I think there is more to learn, but I far prefer, and I'll say it trepidly, the county taking this on, or the district taking this on, is a bit unnerving, but it's more unnerving if the state was the one to do this with not having grassroots effort to put knowledge to a plan. And I think that while there's still areas that we're going to learn from, I'm confident in the team that we've had and the advisory committee that we have that they put their best foot forward, and I think that we need to move forward. I appreciate Mr. Parker the opportunity if the public wants to comment further. It opens up once this is submitted. It'll be a true miracle in my eyes that all three of these plans get approved and get into place and in a working ability that to be approved even at that level. So I think we've done our homework as best we can. I think we're trying to do the right thing. Are we going to cover it all? I doubt that. But there's there's more at stake to keep it locally controlled than it is just to turn it over to the state. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm also glad to see Uplands Management as part of the two, the tree covers and juniper trees.
No comments. I make the recommended motion to approve.
And as with the other, including
with the, yes,
modifications. Right, yes. Thank you.
I'll keep up the habit of seconding.
All righty. Director Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Director Kopseff?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Okay.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Hell?
Aye. So at this point, I do believe I can close this hearing.
That's correct, yep.
Officially close all three.
Closing all three of them.
Thank you.
Before we leave this subject, and we lose everybody online, I wanted to thank Dr. Harder and Dr. Poglia for the work that you've done over the years. It's almost a life's journey for you two, at least to give us the technical advice that we need in these watersheds, and we have learned a great deal from the work you've done. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next thing I have is minute approval. I can't take three together.
No, that's fine. And maybe when that's done, we can take a break.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Minute approval, D, 9D.
So moved.
No corrections. Whoops. Okay. Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Kopseff?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Hupp?
Aye. E. October 19th.
Again, no corrections. Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Kopseff?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Hupp?
Abstain, I was not present. And F, November 2nd.
Yep, no changes.
Second.
Okay. Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Kopseff?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Ogren?
Abstain, not present.
And Director Hupp?
Aye.
Thank you.
G, November 9th.
So moved.
Second, with no corrections.
No corrections. Okay. Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Kopseff?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Abstain.
Pass it. Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Hupp?
Aye. And H, November 16th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Kopseff?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Hupp?
Aye. I'm going to adjourn the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District, and we're going to take recess.
Okay.
Goodbye.